Thank you. Well, good morning. The time is approaching 5:35 on Saturday, December 19th, and you are tuned to WPRB, Princeton, New Jersey. Community-supported independent radio at 103.3 FM or online around the world at www.wprb.com. Welcome to Treasures of Early Music. I am your host for this program, Marvin Rosen, and I'm with you in addition to Wednesdays on Saturday mornings through the end of January from 5:30 until 9 a.m. Now, just want to let you know that next Saturday I will not be here for Treasures of Early Music, so I can simply, I guess you could say, get some extra rest before the beginning of the 25-hour live radio marathon, Viva 21st Century, which will begin 1 week from today at 2 p.m. By the way, I will be with you next this Monday morning from 5:30 until 11 for a program of music by black composers in observance of Kwanzaa. You can see a complete list of my holiday programs by going to my website at www.classicaldiscoveries.org. You were just listening to the anonymous 15th century English carol Amor Redemptoris Mater, as performed by Anonymous Four. Well, today's program, totally devoted to holiday music, is titled A Medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque Christmas, Part 1. Part 2 will be this Thursday morning. Lots of added programs and changes. Part 2 will be this Thursday morning, Christmas Eve, from 5:30 until 11. Ross Amico and I are switching this coming week, and he will be with you this Wednesday morning from 6 to 11 for more holiday music. And I do hope you can join Ross this Wednesday. Well, later this half hour, we will be listening to music of Christoph Bernhardt and Raffaella Alleotti. For now, though, we go to a selection by the Italian violinist and composer Angelo Ragazzi, who lived from around 1680 until 1750. He was a member of the Vienna Court Orchestra and wrote predominantly instrumental works. We listen now to the Sonata in G Major, Opus 3, Number 12, the so-called Pastorale Sonata. The work in six short movements is a representation of the Christmas story in concerto form. We hear this sonata by Angelo Ragazzi now as performed by members of Accademia per Musica. Christoph Timpei conducts.
Thank you.
That was music by the Italian violinist and composer Angelo Ragazzi, who lived from around 1680 until 1750. That was his Sonata in G Major, Opus 3, Number 12, the so-called Pastorale Sonata. In our performance, you heard members of Accademia per Musica, conducted by Christoph Timpei. Well, we will be listening to the Christmas Cantata by Christoph Bernhardt in just several minutes, after a pair of motets by the Italian nun and composer Raffaella Alleotti. She lived from 1575 until around 1646. We begin with Sancta et Immaculata Virginitas, and that will be followed by Hodie Nata est Beata Maria. Candace Smith conducts Cappella Artemisia now in two motets by Raffaella Alleotti.
Thank you.
You were listening to a pair of motets by the Italian nun and composer Raffaella Aleotti, who lived from 1575 until around 1646. We began with Sancta et Immaculata Virginitas, and that was followed by Hodie Nata est Beata Maria. In our performances, Candace Smith conducted members of Capella Artemisia. But we are going to move now to Germany and conclude the first half hour with music by Christoph Bernhardt, whose dates are 1627 until 1692. He studied in Italy and was employed in Dresden for many years. This is the Christmas Cantata by Christoph Bernhardt, and I have to say I have aired this work, a favorite of mine, for almost every year. Every year during the course of my Christmas programs. So this is something I really enjoy. We listen now to this Christmas cantata by Christoph Bernhardt, as performed by soprano Helen Kwan, along with the Hamburg soloists, conducted by Emil Klein.
thy God in earth.